Whenever I first start Lent, I do so with a lot of enthusiasm. I plot out what I will do and from what I will refrain. And right about now is the time that my enthusiasm starts to run dry, and I begin to wonder why Lent can't last just 10 days. Fortunately for me, the church has given us the Transfiguration readings as the stories for this second week in Lent. In the gospel reading, the three disciples who are accompanying Jesus look at him, and they see that the face of Jesus has been transfigured. As I reflect upon that, I ask myself, how have I experienced the Transfiguration this Lent? Have my Lenten practices allowed me to see Christ in a different way? Does the face of Christ look different to me now than it did 10 days ago? The Transfiguration reminds us that this season of Lent is not just about fasting, almsgiving, and prayer. The season is also, and more importantly probably, about entering more deeply into a relationship with God. The Lenten season, through the practices of fasting, almsgiving, and prayer, asks us to view Christ in a new way. When Peter, James, and John saw Jesus transfigured before them on Mount Tabor, they saw Christ in a new way, and not just physically. You see, Luke tells us that they witnessed Christ talking with Moses and Elijah. Now, this is not an unimportant detail. Moses, if you recall, is the person who ascended Mount Sinai and brought the Ten Commandments to the people of Israel. As such, he represents the law for the Jewish people. Elijah, on the other hand, was the greatest prophet in the Jewish tradition. He went up Mount Carmel, where he worked a miracle to prove to the pagans that the God of Israel was the one true God. Now, this is symbolically important because in Jesus' day, when a Jewish person wanted to talk about the fullness of the covenant between God and Israel, they would talk about the law and the prophets. They would testify to their faith by saying, "It is written in the law and in the prophets." In other words, the law and the prophets were that fullness of the covenant. They were the measuring stick by which the Jewish community measured how well they were living their lives. So when Peter, James, and John saw Jesus talking to Moses and Elijah, he did not only look different physically, but their understanding of who Jesus was must have changed. Jesus was not just another prophet. He couldn't be. He was the Messiah. They'd seen it with their own eyes. He was talking with Moses and Elijah. The law and the prophets had come together and been united in this person of Jesus. Now let's go back to our Lenten journey. And let's ask the question, has Christ been transfigured for me? Has my Lenten journey revealed anything new to me about who Christ is? Have I seen the way in which Christ is trying to reveal himself more fully to me during this Lenten season? This year for Lent, I've decided to spend more time reflecting upon how Christ is active in my daily life, to ensure that the work that I do is about Christ and not about me. You see, even for a seminarian, it can be hard to remember that everything I do is supposed to be for the love of Christ. Sometimes I become complacent, and I do things because Father Moll asked me to do them, or because Father Mark asked me not to do them. At other times, I do things simply out of habit. The problem with this is that I can forget that my motivation is not supposed to be force of habit or because somebody asked me to do something. I forget that I should be motivated out of love, love for God and love for others. So I've spent my Lent trying to refocus, trying to make sure that I can see how God is present in what I'm doing in my daily life. As I've attempted to refocus myself this Lent, I've begun to see Jesus in a different way. Suddenly, the face of Christ looks different. The face of Christ looks like the fifth grade class at St. Mary's School. The face of Christ looks like the people who are participating in the RCIA program. The face of Christ looks like the people who are shopping at Wegmans. And at times, the face of Christ even looks like Father Mark, but don't ever tell him I said that. Seeing Jesus in a new way is only part of the Transfiguration story. We're also told that during the Transfiguration, the face of Jesus begins to glow. Notice that it doesn't say that light shined upon Jesus. Rather, Jesus is the source of that light. And since the light is shining from Jesus, it must be shining on those who are around him. And when light shines on us, that can be a very scary thing. Because when the light shines on us, our wrinkles and our acne can be seen. And sometimes when that light shines on us, we even realize that we have wrinkles that we didn't realize were there before. But when the light shines on us, it can also be a glorious thing, because it allows us to be seen for who we truly are. So it's both scary and glorious. Now, the good news about the light being scary is that God is a terrific cosmetic surgeon. And as part of our Lenten journey, we can make an appointment with God and ask him to remove the things that mar our beauty. We can ask God to forgive us of our sins and to grant us the graces that we need to overcome the temptations that we face in our daily life. And when we do that, something amazing happens. We change. But not only do we change, but the face of Christ changes as well. Because now the light of Christ will be shining in us and will be emanating from us. And the face of Christ will not only look like the people whom we encounter in our daily life, but the face of Christ will also look like us. Yes, people will look at us and they will say that St. Mary Parish looks awfully a lot like the face of Christ. You see, when we enter the Lenten journey, people will see that the face of Christ has truly been transfigured. And they will say that that transfigured face of Christ looks just like us.